This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you start into this day, don't forget that the most important thing about your life is your relationship with God. And there's no better way to build your relationship with God than by spending time with Him every single day of your life. And so you need to make an absolute commitment in your life. All right. If I want to live for God, if I want to walk with God, if I want to build my life on God's principles, then I am going to take time each day to spend time with God, growing my relationship with Him, time with my Bible open in front of me, letting God have input into my life. Well, we're looking this week at the theme of Jesus' attitude towards failing Christians, and we're looking at the encounter that Peter had with Jesus there right before Jesus' crucifixion. Jesus told Peter in Luke chapter 22 in the Bible, verse 31, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has gotten permission to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you." How awesome to hear Jesus say that. There's an awesome fear in the knowledge that Satan was going to tempt him, to sift him like wheat. But what a reassurance that Jesus was praying for him. "I have prayed for you," Jesus says, "that your faith may not fail." And do you know any temptation you encounter from Satan in your life is an attack on your faith? Do you really trust God to be for you all that you need? Do you trust Him to guide your life, that the greatest pathway of blessing, of goodness in your life, is the pathway of obedience to God? Letting God be the leader of your life. He's the one who made you. He loves you so deeply. He died for you on the cross. Certainly, you can trust Him. But that trust will be attacked by temptation. And you need to recognize any time you're facing serious temptation, it's not just an issue of will I do this or won't it, but it's an issue of your faith being attacked, whether or not you trust God. "I prayed for you that your faith may not fail," Jesus says, "and you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, with you I am ready to go both to prison and to death." This statement of absolute commitment to Jesus. "It doesn't matter what happens, I will be true to you, even if I have to die." Imagine his surprise then when Jesus said, "I say to you, Peter, the cock will not crow today until you have denied 3 times that you even know me." Peter obviously could not have imagined that reality coming to pass. There's so many times when we can't imagine disobeying God in a certain way, or there is a way that we've been failing, and we come to God with this absolute commitment, "Man, I want to leave that behind. I'm not going there again. That is not me anymore, God. I'm done with it." But just like Peter, you know, you cannot predict what kind of strong emotions, what kind of fears will influence your decisions at that moment of testing. You know what makes the biggest difference when that moment comes? It's not what you're able to do right then, but rather it's what you have built into your life over the days and weeks and months and even years leading up to that time of testing, your relationship with God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.